It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1 for February 20th, 2006, DocuPen. Support for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Radio and AOLmusic.com. I'm Leo Laporte, and now, here's Dick. Dick D. Bartolo, Mad's maddest writer and the Gizwiz from gizwizbiz.com. Hey, Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Leo, and I'm so excited to be involved in this venture with you and you, that Hawaiian trip you promised me for just doing one of these. Oh, did I misunderstand?
I didn't tell Amber about that yet.
So
Ixnay on the Ip tray.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, going to Hoboken together for coffee. Sounds great.
So Dick is an old friend, as you can tell, and always was a welcome guest on the Screensavers and Call for Help, and now he's always had this great website, you know, his day job. He's got a good day job, but does this thing for this magazine, Angry, I think it's called.
Yeah. I'll get mad if you say that one more time, Leo.
And so that gives him the luxury to become a gadget hound. Were you always a gadget hound?
Boy, you know what? I back when I was writing The Match Game, one of the producers at Goods and Topper Productions went over to a local station here in the city, and she said, "Dick, it's a service show. We have a cook, we have a carpenter, we have a pet person. Would you ever consider coming on and showing some of those gadgets in your office?" I had never done TV. I said, "Oh, yeah, fine." So I went on and I showed gadgets.
When was that? That must have been like 20, 30 years.
Leo, I'm celebrating just 20 years of being the Gizwiz. And about a week later, she said, "You know, we've got so much mail. People love gadgets. Do you have more?" And I said, "Do I have more?" And
I've been to your house. I know you. You know, yeah. I don't know if people know that you're a model train enthusiast, too.
I have trains in my backyard.
They go all through his yard. He's got a track all going around the yard.
You know, I have the luxury of a backyard in New York City. It's only 20 by 40 feet, but for New York City, that's like a palace.
Yeah,
and I have my outdoor trains. My boats are three blocks from here.
You've got a good
life. I live
a
gadget-filled life.
So what's I should explain what we're going to do here. Every day we're going to have a new gadget, right?
We're going to have a new gadget, and I try to stay away from the Xbox, the things that everybody writes about. And today's gadget is, people may have heard of it, but this is the latest version of the DocuPen.
DocuPen.
Now, the DocuPen, Leo, it looks like a windshield wiper if you just hold it.
Uh-huh.
And it is a scanner, but what's neat about it is it can scan a full page in one sweep. I don't know if you remember when Casio first came out with the little, it was one news column wide scanner.
I do, and it was very unsatisfying, frankly.
And the thing was, if you went to the library, you would have to do like 5 scans to get a page.
Right.
So the DocuPen came out about, I'd say 4 years ago, and it was kind of primitive. And they've done new model after new model. And they've started incorporating some new features in it. And the newest one has all the features that they've incorporated in the past. For example, now it's rechargeable battery.
Good.
So as you're downloading your images, I guess I should explain first. You take this windshield wiper device.
It's wide enough for the page?
Right enough for a whole page.
Okay.
And you're on the airplane and you see something, and for some reason you don't want to carry the whole magazine or you don't want to destroy the magazine. You run it down the page.
Do you have to be very careful about the speed?
You know what? It took me a bit of time. When I say a bit of time, 10 minutes to learn how to scan a page so that it came out legible. But this newest one now has 4 settings, from 100 to 400 DPI. And the new one does color. And something that they've just added is TransFlash memory card slot. So it can carry about 100 pages with the internal memory, but now you could go to the Library of Congress and start scanning all those books.
I wonder if people are going to start banning these things from libraries.
Why would you think that would be?
Well, I don't know. Copy protection.
I would say that could be.
Everybody's so up in arms about this stuff now.
Yes,
they didn't used to be. I mean, every library has a copy machine, right?
Yes. Yes. of course, now this would be a way not to have to check the book out if you just needed one or two pages. And the older models are still for sale for about $100.
But you would get the new one?
The new one is 300, and it's called the RC 800.
And the new features are the rechargeable batteries,
internal battery, rechargeable color.
Yeah,
and you set the color anywhere from all the way up to 24 bit color. A scanning rate, as I said, 4 DPI, 100 to 400. It's pretty nifty.
And this transflash memory, which is kind of neat.
Yes, transflash memory, which is great.
Which I've never heard of. Is it a little tiny?
Yes, the transflash memory, Leo, cell phone happens to use it. I copy my music files on it. Mm-hmm. It's from SanDisk, and it's an itty bitty memory card, about the size of your thumbnail.
Oh, it's flash disk pequeño. I got it.
Yes, exactly. If you stuck it in a card reader, you'd lose it forever. So basically, it goes into a full size memory card that then goes into the flash card reader.
Got it. Great. So the DocuPen, our daily GizWiz gadget of the day, is the DocuPen RC 800.
We're going to be doing this every day.
Every day you got to come up with a new gadget.
Five days a week, right?
Yeah,
5 days a week. Okay.
On the sixth and seventh day, he rested. Can you come up with a five gadgets a week, do you think, Dick?
Well, you know what? I will certainly try, because several things. One is, they don't have to be gadgets that just came out.
Right.
Because I was looking up
You can
on
do
my
old
shelves.
Gadgets. Yeah.
And when I say old gadgets, there are gadgets that came out a year ago, but are still very hot, and that people may not have heard of.
So, well, that's what I like about you, is you do everything. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like you said, the Xbox or the latest digital camera or cell phone. It can be, a crazy, wacky little thing.
Yeah,
like,
down the line we'll do HyperDog, for your pet. I won't even tell you what HyperDog is. You'll have to tune in for another GizWiz Biz Minute and find out what that is.
Okay. The DocuPen RC800 is from PlanOn, PlanOn.com. And details are, of course, in the show notes at thisweekintech.com. We'll look forward to another visit with the GizWiz tomorrow. It's our daily GizWiz. For more information, thisweekintech.com or gizwizbiz.com. Thank you, Dick.
Okay, thank you. See you tomorrow.